Ye morning pilgrims dear, who're bound for Canaan's land, take courage and fight valiantly. Stand fast with sword in hand. Our captain's gone before you, the Father's only Son. Then, pilgrims dear, don't let us fear, but boldly travel on. Good morning, brother traveler. Pray tell me what's your name, and where is your going to? Likewise, from whence you came. My name is Bold Pilgrim now, and to Canaan I am bound. I am from the howling wilderness, from that enchanted ground. Pray, what is that upon your head, which shines so clear and bright? Likewise, that covering on your breast, so dazzling to my sight. What kind of shoes are those you wear, on which you boldly stand? Likewise, that shining instrument you hold in your right hand. 'Tis glorious hope upon my head, and on my breast a shield. And with this pride I mean to fight, until I win the field. My feet are shod with gospel grace, on which I boldly stand. I mean to fight until I die, and gain for Canaan's land.
Lord, help us, God, we pray. Take your time, Lord.
Really need your prayers this morning. I've certainly enjoyed every bit of it, and I pray that God would bless me just for a little while to maybe say, you know, God knows exactly, I believe, what we need and what we stand in need of. He knows everything about us, about our very hairs upon our head. They're numbered. He knows everything, and I'm glad today that I worship and that I serve a God that's like that. One that owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. The one that's in charge. He knows everything. You done preached it. Everything was made by Him. So do you think it might be best if we trust the one that created it all, or trust in ourselves? Which one? But I found it best that everything works out when I trust the Lord. So I'm trusting in Him today. And if He wants me to preach, I believe that I will. I have a desire to. Why? Because I believe there's men and women out in this world are dying and going to the devil's hell. But God chose by what? The foolishness of preaching to save those who would believe. So today I'm going to tell you, put your trust in a man named Jesus. Don't trust in the things of the world. Don't trust in yourselves. You see, I've got some neighbors, and I asked one time, I said, won't you come go to church with me? And I'm sure that you brothers heard it all before. You know, said, I would, but I just work too much. I can't find time. Maybe if I wasn't so busy, well, that's not going to work. When you come before the Lord, and He says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. He's not going to say? You're going to say, well, maybe. Give me another chance. I just work so much. But I don't want to hear those words. I'm going to hear a blessed come enter in. I want us to trust. Trust in the Lord. I've got another friend that I talked to one time, and they just work so much. And I told her, I said, go and read Luke 12. Because she said, I just got to work so much. I've got to do this and do that. I've got bills to pay. I've got a child to raise. I said, but do you love the Lord? And she said, yeah, I do. I said, then go and read Luke 12. He knows what we stand in need of. But we got to put Him first in life, don't we? Amen. We got to put Him first. And then she said, well, I said, well, who are you trusting in? And she said, well, I trust in the Lord. Are you really trusting in the Lord? I said, who are you trusting in? Well, I do trust in the Lord. A lot of times people begin to say that. You know, they say it with their mouths and say, yeah, I'm trusting in the Lord. You know, but it takes a little more than from the mouth, from lip service, saying I trust in the Lord. But today I can tell you, I'm trusting in the Lord. If I don't wake in the morning, it'll be all right. Why? Because I'm trusting the Lord. Whatever God wants me to do, that's what I want to do. Why? Because I'm trusting in the Lord. See, they was three men one time. The Bible says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they trusted in God. They believed in Him. They trusted with everything they had. And this old king, didn't he have a decree, didn't he? When the music would sound, what would happen? Everybody had to face this image. And they had to bow down. But these three boys, no, they would not bow down. These three Hebrew boys. Why? Because they knew their master. They knew their God. So what happened? The Bible tells me that the old king found out, didn't he? Yeah. They found out and brought them in. They brought these boys into him. And the king said, he said in my own words, do you not know that I've got a decree? What are you supposed to do? And he told them again, when you hear the sound of that music, I want you to bow down. And what did they tell that old king? Yeah! Praise God today! They knew their king, didn't they? Yeah. They knew the one that could lead them. And they said,
they said,
oh king, praise God today. They trusted in Him. They said, our Lord is able to deliver us out of your hands. And they said, but if not, we're still not going to bow down. They trusted in Him. And what did He do? That old king, he changed, didn't he? He was mad. And he told them to heat that furnace up 7 times hotter than it had ever been heated. It was so hot that the strong men that he chose out, the strongest men he had, take these three, cast them into that fire. And what happened? They said, the Bible says that even the men that they cast them in there fell down dead from the heat of that fire. We face a lot of things in this life, don't we? We got troubles on every hand. No matter what, though, if we trust in the Lord, no matter how hot the world gets, no matter what comes upon us, you see, they tied those three boys. They tied them, and they threw them in the fire. And you see, as they were cast in air, that old king stood and looked in, and he said, I thought we threw three in there.
Is there not four?
I thought we just threw three in. He said, I see four, and that fourth is like unto the Son of Man. Praise God today. Who are you trusting in? Trust in the one that's able to deliver you. What did God do? God set them free, didn't He? They thought they was bound by the world. They were tied. They were bound up. But the Bible says that they were standing and they were loose and they were walking around. The world may think they tie us down. The world may think we're burden us down. And the old adversary, he may think that he can get us down. He may try to tie us up. But praise God, today we've got a King. Today that's alive and alive forevermore. Who are you trusting in today? I'm trusting in a man named Jesus. There's people today in his life. Who are they trusting in? Are they trusting themselves? But yet I want to trust in the Lord. I want to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Yeah, we will not know when the drought comes what will happen. Our leaves, it'll ever be green. Why? Because of the rivers of water. Who is that rivers of water? That's my King. I praise his name today. Do you know who I'm talking about? Are you trusting in the things of the world? Or are you trusting in God? Which one today? Bible says we got a decision to make, don't we? We got a decision to make. These brothers already preached it to you. And I'm thankful that God blessed me to feel as good as I did. And I praise his name today. I want to stand and tell you, there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Which one today? If time is called right now, how's it going to end? What's going to happen? Are you going to be like my neighbor and say, Lord, you got to give me a little more time. I was a little busy. I don't have time. Can you be like that? Or will you be glad and say, Lord, here I am. Come on. I'm ready. Why are you ready? I've been down to the foot of mercy. I've been down there. And my robe's been washed with the blood of Jesus. Wow. What does it take? It takes Jesus, don't it? He is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way today. If you hear anything else, don't listen to it. If you find out something in this land, they'll have itching ears, heaping under themselves t-shirts. They want to hear anything. What will make them feel good? What may please the crowd? But I'll be like this little brother. And if it cuts, maybe it needs to cut. Maybe you need to bleed a little bit and hear the truth. What will the truth do? The truth will set you free. You want freedom. You want some peace in life. You got to get it in Jesus. That's the only place to get it. It's the only way to get it. You know what? He's still standing today with outstretched arms, ain't he? There's going to come a time when he's not going to stand anymore. When the doors are going to be closed. Like that ark, wasn't it? The doors were closed, and I bet they were crying then. But it was too late. And we say, well, when can I? What is the time? Bible says, work while it's day. When darkness comes, no man can work. When is it day? When the Lord is drawing you. When the Lord begins to pull. That's the drawing power. Then it's day. You can work. Yeah. But it's not going to be just any time that you can call out to the Lord.
No.
But trust in the Lord. Let the things of this world, just let it go on by. Give me Jesus. You want life and peace? You want joy? You got to get it in Jesus. I had somebody tell me, you know, I said, what do I got to do? I got somebody actually works for me. And he said, you know, I want better for me and I want better for my family. He said, I want all these things. I like to have maybe a decent home. I want to have good things for my family. He said, well, I don't know what to do. And I said, you can try to have all that. But if you don't start with Jesus, it's not going to work. You want a good home. Build it on the good foundation. You want life today. You got to get it in Jesus.
There you go.
You can get all those things. Listen, you can have a full banking account, a new car, a big house. You can have it all and not have Christ, and you won't be satisfied. Those things will melt away, but get Jesus. For no matter if you didn't have 2 cents in your pocket, you'll have it all because you got the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's got to start and end with Jesus. That's it.